Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's another manic Monday as we kick off a new week here on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. A little Gwynn and Chris for you here. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony should be getting ready for a game in Milwaukee right about now, but it didn't work out that way, as we all know. And I'm sure that the irony was not lost on anybody, guys. When the Brewers scored 6 runs in the first inning against the Cubs Saturday, outscoring what the Padres did in the entire series. It was just like another little, just a little reminder of how difficult that wild card loss was. But hopefully Tony made up for it, celebrated your birthday over the weekend. Happy birthday, sir. You don't
Thank
look
you.
Any older.
Good.
But yeah, right.
Older.
You didn't want to look older.
Nope.
But we had birthday over the weekend. Scraby, we don't know what he did over the weekend.
Not much.
We're not that interested, really.
oh, okay.
And
we're starting the week this way, okay.
Yeah, the playoffs walked right in.
All right.
The playoffs continue today with the Dodgers and Phillies. By the way, Teoscar Hernandez got to be the worst right fielder I've ever seen. I mean, honestly.
That's how you start about Teoscar Hernandez?
Well, it leads into his home run, okay, which won the game. I mean, that's what I mean. You can play that way if you can win the game every time with a home run like he did. I mean, that ground ball that he just let roll past him to the wall was just like the latest
example of his excellence. Do you think that was as bad as Judge's?
Last year in the World Series?
No.
Judge
yesterday.
Do one too?
Yeah, one in the corner.
I didn't see Judge's.
In his defense, he is 6'7". So the ball's in the corner, and he was trying to like use his body to block it.
Yeah.
And it rolled right by him, and it rolled all the way to the wall.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the Yankees have been blown out, right, of both of those games. And that was some grand slam Vlad hit yesterday. And when you hit one in the upper deck, the bases loaded in a playoff, you can admire it for a second there. I mean, he deserved that admiration. But Yankees get the day off to lick their wounds, and we'll see if the Phillies can get to Blake Snell tonight. All of a sudden, the Dodgers are looking like the Dodgers, and that's really annoying on top of everything else that we've had to deal with here.
I love that everybody is so quick to point to the fact that I think it was Pajes had his arm out. He's giving signs according to the masses out there. But if you just look at the pitch, it's a 91-mile-per-hour fastball, about belt high.
That's
right,
not going to get a big league hitter out.
No, it's just not.
Not going to get a big league hitter out.
What signs are being given? That's not a good pitch.
You can't throw that, number one. Number two, if you're giving signs and the guy can see them and steal them, then that's kind of on you. That's not banging trash cans.
No, we have a pitch count,
right?
So there's
yes,
no fingers.
There's no way this should be happening. So if he really was giving a sign, that to me is on you. You know, I'll be honest with you. The thing that's upsetting me about the Dodgers, I mean, everything's upsetting me. They look like the champs again. They look like the favorites again. They look dangerous. They're coming from 3 runs down. But the fact that they're getting to the ninth inning, and all of a sudden now they have a lights-out closer. Like this guy, you know, Sasaki was a disaster for them all season. And now it's like they just call upon him and go, you know, you've never done it before. You're 20 years old. You're totally wet behind the ears. Can you just please go out and lock down every playoff game? And so far, so good for Sasaki. Nobody's touched him yet.
Very similar to Adam Wainwright. Who came up?
Wainwright do the same thing.
Started out as a closer, and but the thing is, he is a blank canvas. Like he doesn't have anything that he can lean on. So it's like, hey,
but why
man,
isn't he throwing balls and bouncing the ball in the dirt? Why isn't the moment too big for him?
Unlike the biggest stage, too.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, for some reason, he was scared to death to pitch in April.
Now, he was in tears, crying.
He was in tears. Yeah, but now all of a sudden, it's like, okay, you got a 2-run lead in the ninth in Game One.
Go ahead, handle
that. We're gonna get Schwarber. You're gonna get. Turner, you're going to get whatever it is, Harper, and you know, boom, boom, boom. So the Dodgers now, their weakness is a strength apparently with their ninth inning, and you got Snell going. I know the Phillies are at home tonight, but they're going to have their work cut out for him if Snell pitches like he's been pitching. And of course, Snell was pretty much a non-factor for the Dodgers most of the season also, but he's a factor now, and we'll see about that one. Milwaukee will play the Cubs again tonight as well. Game two there. The Brewers are going with the old opener. And we'll see about Churio. I guess he's the big question mark.
Had a hamstring, big game in game day one, to day.
Whether or not he'll play tonight. But, you know, I'll be honest with you. Probably like most Padre fans, I did not lead the league in watching the playoffs this weekend baseball. I watched some. I checked in here and there. I did see McKinstry's hit the other night, the one for the Tigers. You know, I checked on the Yankee game, but both of them were blowouts, so I immediately switched off. Yeah, I'm not into it, Tony, and I think it's fair for Padre fans to not be into it.
For sure.
Maybe we'll get back into it for the World Series just because that's the World Series, but
I tried not to watch it, but
you know, you're going to flip it on.
I ended up like being locked in, especially the Yankees-Blue Jays game, even though it was
12-0 nothing yesterday.
Yeah, it was putting it on.
Wasn't expecting
it. Was what was my man's name? Savage?
You Savage? Yes, Savage. Yeah, started. It's a YESAVAGE. He's 22 years old. I've never heard of him.
He was
and
nasty.
He pitches no hit ball yesterday for almost six innings.
He was as nasty as the Yankees do.
Schlittler.
Yeah.
You're lucky I didn't make you say it.
Oh, did you see?
Helping you out.
By the way, everybody, if you're watching on YouTube, the main computer, Frank decided to restart it right before the show.
Oh, so
I'm blaming it on Frank, yeah. But it said it needed some updates. Schlittler. That's a really tough
thing.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Schlittler said that he was extra fired up because he saw a bunch of Red Sox fans making fun of his mom on Twitter.
Gotta get it.
I guess he's a Yankee or a Red Sox
fan.
He's from Boston.
He went to Northeastern, and he actually pitched against the Red Sox in one of those spring
college,
training games
where
Northeastern played the Red Sox. But, yeah, Schlittler's going to have to save the Yankees now. They go home down 2-0. You know, look, my dream was for the Yankees to play the Tigers in the American League so we could see the Schlittler-Dingler matchup. But that's starting to not look as good right now. By the way, for the Phillies and their fans, a little bad news already before the game gets underway. Harrison Bader, groin injury, not in the lineup tonight for Philadelphia.
That's their right-handed bat, too.
Right against
center field.
Well, they will bring, I guess what they'll do is they'll put Marsh in center and they'll get Castellanos back in there in right field. He's been on the bench lately.
Has Marsh been playing?
Yes, but again, against a lefty, maybe
that's
not.
That's what I'm saying.
And
he probably would have been out.
It's another lefty.
Yeah.
So the Phillies, I don't know if their lineups are out yet. I mean, it doesn't, you know, it's not the end of the world. But anyway, the playoffs do continue. Football weekend was pretty, I don't know. No, I'm not going to mention them. I didn't put them in the good, bad, and ugly because I'm sick of mentioning them. So let's just move right past those guys. And let's get to some real football. Now, that was Thursday. We're already done with
real football.
We're already done with that.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Mac Jones was able to perform as well as he did after seeing a body in the marina that morning?
That's great.
You didn't see this, Tony?
No.
He said he woke up, went out to his balcony, looked down into the marina and saw a body floating.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty insane.
That's not cool.
Not cool at all. But he went out there, put it all behind him, won the game.
So happy for you.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Yeah, whatever.
Bang, bang, Mac Jones finding a body gang.
We'll have our good, bad, and ugly coming up. When do you want? You're going to do good, bad, and ugly at
3:40.
So we'll wrap up the weekend it was in the National Football League. There's no undefeated teams left, so I guess that brings the Dolphins back into play because the 72 guys could pop their champagne last night.
Really much easier early for in them this year, yeah.
Yeah, really early yeah, this it year. Wasn't only 5 weeks into the season, it's already over. So that was surprising. I didn't see that one coming, the Bills losing to the Patriots, but they did. And, you know, the weekend in the NFL that was. We'll wrap it up for you. The other big thing, and we got to talk about this, is this Mark Sanchez story. It's getting more, the more that is revealed, the more it is looking worse and worse for Mark Sanchez, who has been charged with felonies and all kinds of misdemeanors and all kinds of things, all the while as he's lying in a hospital bed with a stab wound from a altercation that he got in the other night. We'll get into that and some of our thoughts on that.
That's in the Big Five.
Yes, it is.
We might need the whole Big Five for this Mark
Sanchez. Shout out to Adam Scheffler for butchering that first report as a robbery.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, oh yeah.
What did he say?
He said that he was stabbed after being robbed.
Oh, yeah, that's way. You can't make that mistake.
No.
You know,
especially not when the other guy's in the hospital with a massive,
huge
cut
gash
on his face.
Knocked my headphones right off.
It's getting a little tiresome, everybody having to be first without ever being right.
Oh, and he's getting worse at it, too, Adam Schefter.
That's a bad one for him. Aztecs look great Friday night. I want to talk about that. I did go to the game. I have some thoughts on the game at Snapdragon Stadium. But
the boys look good.
Denegal, the quarterback, he's throwing bombs like he was, I was going to say Daryl LaMonica, but you don't know who that is.
I have heard of him before.
He was the Mad Bomber way back when for the Raiders.
Can't use that nickname anymore.
Yeah, the Mad Bomber's taken, but man, he threw some big time passes, and the Aztecs running game churned up the ground, and good job by Sean Lewis and company. So we'll get into that and all the college football. I did have one really happy moment this weekend, and that was Saturday afternoon when both Texas and Penn State lost within a matter of moments. And how about this? Both of them dropped completely out of the top 25.
As they should.
Which now means three of the preseason top four teams, Texas, Penn State, and Clemson, all out of the top 25. Can we please
which
stop
leads
doing
us to
preseason rankings are the stupidest thing in college sports. All right, we're underway. Good to be with you. We got Tony back in the studio. We got Scraby in the studio. We got me. We're here till only 4 o'clock because Monday Night Football's coming up after us. Chiefs and Jags, so don't go anywhere. We'll get right to it when we return, Gwen and Chris.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by IHOP. Introducing the IHOP Value Menu, where all your breakfast faves are just $6 each every day. Yeah, huh? where else can you get a big filling sit-down breakfast for only $6?
It is filling. It is. They'll, give you a, they'll give you 25 pancakes, and they'll give you that... what is it? Get the blueberry syrup.
Yes.
You got
they got all different kinds of syrup.
Raspberry syrup. You can have all kinds of little fun.
Where are you guys at with chocolate chip pancakes?
Hold that thought.
Oh, sorry.
Go to your happy plate with the $6 IHOP value menu available every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations.
So, how can a pancake with chocolate chips be bad? I don't see how it
I don't
could
feel
be
like
bad.
Chocolate chips go in pancakes.
I'm not a fan of chocolate. Chocolate chips deserve to be in cookies.
Yeah, thank you.
Not in pancakes.
Well, how about an ice cream?
Okay, yeah, that's fine. We're talking about pancakes.
I can take that.
We're talking about pancakes.
How about in an acai bowl?
No.
It's good.
No. Fruit.
Yes, it is.
Chocolate.
It's good.
I'm eating an acai bowl, but throw in a bunch of chocolate chips.
Absolutely. I say put them in broccoli. It doesn't matter. Chocolate chips.
That is
chocolate,
disgusting.
That is bad. That's all bad.
That may not work.
I just imagine like gooey chocolate chips and broccoli.
Yeah,
and
that may not
gross
work.
Down.
That may
That's
not work.
Disgusting. Yeah. Talked a little bit about the Aztecs. You got some audio you want to play.
Yeah, so this morning there was a controversy on Ben and Woods. Mm-hmm. And Ben and Woods and Paul were talking about something that happened over the weekend, which was Tony Gwynn Jr.'s birthday. So happy belated birthday, Tony.
Thank you.
Just because Chris texted our group text.
I did that for a reason.
To remind me. Thank
yes.
you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Well, Ben found out something during this whole conversation. And this is a minute-long clip, but you have to hear it all.
Saturday afternoon, I texted him at 12:20 p.m.
12:20 p.m.
And he texted me back. I said, happy birthday, my guy. Wishing you an amazing day. Hope all is well.
Okay. And he said...
And at 3:17 p.m., he says, thank you, Paul. An exclamation mark.
3:17 p.m.
Yeah, okay. Hours.
And Woods, you texted
him. That's pretty good, Tony.
1:02 p.m., yep. Happy birthday, my G. Saturday, 3:21 p.m. Thank you, Woodsy. Appreciate you, brother.
4 minutes after me? Okay.
Yeah.
So he was off his phone maybe, catching up on some texts.
All right. So he is on his phone in the 3 o'clock hour, you're saying?
Yup.
Because I text...
I think it was all he was doing in the 3 o'clock hour.
Sounds like anybody that texted him probably got
so
a text back.
I texted him at... 3:12 p.m. Happy birthday, right. Tony. Hope you have a good one.
When was yours, Paulie?
3:17 is when he texted me back.
I got mine back at 3:21.
So he was on his phone within 10 minutes of getting a text from me as well.
And your time was what time?
3:12.
5 minutes before
and
my text.
He texted both of you guys back later, obviously. You guys had texted earlier, so I was, you know, later in the queue, I guess.
So there you go. That was the controversy. Ben, yeah. I watched this whole segment. It was hilarious.
So ultimately, he's upset. Not upset, but he didn't not get a text back.
No.
I got ours, by the way, at 3:18, so we were right in the middle of all the other
ones. Oh, I like that. Thank you for the... Okay, I love that.
Yeah, we were at 3:18 for ours.
So basically what it turned into was Woodsy and Paul were just giving Ben a hard time because Tony doesn't like Ben. So, because Tony texted everybody back in the 3 p.m. hour except for Ben.
And he has a very decent explanation for this, and I get it.
Yes.
He's not a fan of Ben.
First of all, just approximately, because I only get like 6 happy birthday texts on my birthday, so it's easy to get back to everybody. How many do you get, approximately?
I probably got about 50.
Oh, wow. See what I mean?
Wow.
So
yeah.
Now you're looking at a
and
different
animal. I still
animal
haven't.
Here.
Returned all. I'm gradually getting through.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe Ben's still
I got
on
to
the...
Ben this morning. I caught wind of this conversation, and I realized, dang, I didn't actually press send. So what happened was I got a bunch early, and I went from the bottom up, and so that whoever texted first, I kind of went up that way. And so that's why at the pretty much in that 3 o'clock hour, I was back on my phone.
Right,
and I was responding.
We were in the first.
You were in the first group.
Yeah.
Now, if you sent it at 3 o'clock, I probably didn't get back to that one right away.
Yeah, that's fair.
That was when Ben sent it.
How about sending your birthday text before the day?
Come on, man.
The sun goes down.
What's going on?
I was already into my birthday at that point.
Yeah, man, it was a little late on the text there, Ben. I think you're lucky you even acknowledged it.
I got a text this morning saying you have to turn on Ben Woods right now, and I caught it when they were giving Ben a hard time for Tony not liking
him. I think that's a fair deal right there. You got to send that stuff out.
First of all, I appreciate all of the text messages, all of the tweets, all the IG love for my birthday. Thank you, everyone.
Good job and out there. And I know you had a good celebration.
I got a question for you guys.
Oh. Okay.
Because this one, I go back and forth on. I'm not on X like that. You know, all my colleagues, my partner, they send out thank you for listening type deal.
Yeah. Oh, at the end of the season.
And I'm torn because I'm not really on there like that.
I thought about this too.
I always use this platform to say thank you.
You're almost feeling like your colleagues are making it necessary for you to do a thank you to everybody. Right.
But I get what Tony's saying because it's, to me, if I'm a tweeter and I see Tony say thank you and I'm like, this dude's not even on Twitter.
Right.
Like he doesn't mean this.
He's just doing this because everybody else is doing it.
Because it's the right thing. Like Sammy Lev on Twitter all the time.
Right. You expect it from
Puts Tanner. Up yeah. a thank you everyone with a sweet shot of Wrigley Field, by the way, I gotta say. When it was like all the lights were on and everything. But I don't think you usually do your talking on the show.
Yes. So thank you, everybody, who listened to me and Jesse all year long, our banter, our nonsense.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed it. It's
a different thing. I mean, you know, you have thousands upon thousands of people out there. Scraby, at the end of every year, goes around to everybody, every one of his Scrabinator listeners personally, and thanks them for listening. Talk to all of them.
I don't know why he just threw me into that. Like, I don't actually have a list.
Thank you for listening. And thank you for listening.
I definitely do.
And you, I appreciate.
You know, someone came up to me. What broadcast was that? They were like, you must say hi to people all the time, and it must get old to you. I'm like, no. You showed up to see our show. You need to. I'm going to give you my attention because you gave me your attention.
Yeah.
That is more than I can ever ask for.
We appreciate everybody who ever comes out and definitely.
I love the throughout Petco Park, Scraby! Looking around, I can't find them. I can't find where they are.
That's funny. I didn't know random people yell Scraby!
Oh, sometimes they do. Yes. And then sometimes they are sitting behind me the whole game and then they start. Right. Speaking of Tony said.
Speaking of yelling, that just transitions me to this quick Aztec thing.
Oh.
I went to the game Friday night, and I love the performance. Man, they played great.
We're about to get into that.
Incredible, beautiful bomb.
When is the last time we've had 540 yards of total offense?
And I mean, 200-yard rushers and catches deep downfield, exciting touchdowns. And this after they had scored 6 points the week before. So kudos to Sean Lewis and his staff and his kids for going out and playing a really good game and blowing out Colorado State. Couple of quick notes. There were 21,000 people through the turnstiles, according to Kirk Kenny's story. Of the 21,000 people, I didn't count, but I did go out for a soda during the second quarter, whatever. 10,000 of the people are outside walking around.
It is.
Get in there and watch the game.
What would you say? The age.
You know what that is a lot alike before the Padres took off? It's a lot like Petco.
Is it?
Where before the Padres have been this version.
Yeah, so you're at the game, but you're not going in and watching the game.
Listen, before the Padres were good, it was a social event. It was like a place where people kind of got together, and if you wanted to watch some football, you could do it.
Well, if you want to talk, you can also talk while you watch the game. Go sit down in the stands.
No, but there's a game going on.
Unbelievable.
Chris, come on. I got to talk in private.
Yeah, that's my first gripe to the fans there. You know, thanks for coming, but go in and watch the game. Secondly, same gripe I had at the Charger game. Every time it was third down, the poor PA announcer is a guy I know, Darren Sparks, terrific guy, but they make him, and I know they make him. I know this isn't his style. Third down!
You're not a fan, huh?
Well, I don't think anybody is. First of all, second of all, try as he might, it doesn't rile anybody up.
Right.
Everybody's just sitting in their seat.
That's because they're not there to actually watch football.
Right.
Anyway. Right.
Well, so just if you want to get the third down yell, I get other schools do it, pro teams do it, but I don't think the Aztecs are there yet. Let the crowd, you know, get excited organically.
Yeah.
And once the crowd is into it and it's starting to get loud, then you can throw a few third downs in. That's just my thought. It sounds misplaced out there. I hate to tell you.
I'm into organic crowd fan behavior.
I know.
You see it a lot in postseason, right?
Yeah.
You know, during the year, there's prompts.
Right.
In postseason, you don't need it. Like, everybody's into it.
Yeah, I feel, you know, I get what the Aztecs are trying to do. They're trying to create the atmosphere and the home advantage, but I think you have to, you know, the crowd's going to have to do it on its own, number one.
Listen, and it's the same, 540 yards of total offense will get fans organically into it.
But the other point about the third down yell is the same thing I told you guys at the Charger game. Is this what we really want as fans? Do we want the PA guy yelling at us, you know, every 4 or 5 minutes? I just don't know that that's what we want. Somebody somewhere decided that this is what you have to do. And I just wish that, you know, somebody somewhere would decide that that is not what we have to
do. Now, all of the people that you saw congregating away from the game, were they younger or older?
It was a mixture. You know, a lot of students are playing grab ass out there. I get that part. But a lot of adults are walking around. You know, just a lot of people. You know, and I get it. You're going to get a drink. Okay, come back and watch the game. But that was my frustration, but takes nothing away from Sean Lewis and the kids. I mean, they're out there playing their hearts out, and, you know, good for them. Nice win.
Before we go to break, one quick little tidbit. The decision part two coming. Remember when LeBron James made his first decision and headed and took his talents to South Beach?
Yeah, one of the worst PR moves of his career.
It took him a while to come back from
it. Took him
in
years.
Fact, he may have not totally come back from it yet.
I think that is the thing that took him off the good side for a long time.
Yeah. So let's do it again.
So he's doing it again.
So tomorrow he's doing it again.
He's doing it again tomorrow. No one knows. My guess.
And Everybody's guess.
I've been having this argument with my colleagues who do Padres TV, who are Laker fans, that LeBron James is going to retire Laker. So I kept telling
him. I think this is it.
And nobody believed, oh, it's his last year in L.A. He's going to go elsewhere.
Oh, no.
Like,
I don't think so.
Listen, what I do know is that man has a wife that has been on this roller coaster for a long time, and it seems like she's ready for it to stop. So if that is the case, he very well might be hanging up. We'll find out tomorrow.
What else could he be announcing?
I don't know.
I'm going to play 1 year with the Lakers, and then I'm going to go to Chicago.
Right.
I mean,
what if he said he was, like, going to European basketball?
The
or
only
something?
Other thing he could say is that I'm retiring right now. That'd be the
that
only
thing.
That would
be actually pretty stunning.
Right.
If he said tomorrow, I'm
done.
What you're saying makes the most sense, that he'll announce that he's retiring at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want a tour.
I'm sure he's going to say that.
He doesn't want it. He'll get it anyway.
He's
going
to get it anyway.
Right, but he probably doesn't want one.
All right, let's get
to break. Why did he just not say anything? And then at the end of the year be like, that was my final game.
Maybe this is his chance to be like, I don't want a farewell tour.
Whatever he does, Scraby's going to be critical of it, so it doesn't matter.
I mean, I don't want any attention, but here's the decision, too.
Let's get to break. Big five.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi.
Notably, the Mark Sanchez situation. We'll give you the latest that we have. All guests on 97.3 The Fan, join us via the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. Facing criminal charges, Mark Sanchez.
Perfect timing.
Perfect, yeah. Call David P. Shapiro, Mark. Criminal defense attorneys. He's helping clients regain control since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. All right, let's go, Scrape. Big Five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, there's just too much.
Number five.
So we're going right to it. And kids, if you ever want to stay out of the news, don't do what Mark Sanchez did, because he is the front page of everything right now in news across the country. But if you don't know, and you've been living under a rock, former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez faces a felony battery charge in Indianapolis after an altercation with a 69-year-old truck driver. The charge is a level 5 felony for battery involving serious bodily injury, and it carries a potential sentence of 1 to 6 years. Prosecutors are still investigating, and additional charges are possible. So he was initially charged with misdemeanors, including battery with injury, public intoxication, and unlawful entry of a vehicle. But the incident captured on hotel video involved Sanchez allegedly accosting the truck driver, confrontation escalating, leading the driver to use pepper spray, and then a knife when Sanchez continued to advance. Driver reported being thrown against a dumpster and believing he was in a life or death situation before Sanchez fled. He was stabbed by the man, Sanchez was. He was later arrested at a hospital with stab wounds to his torso. The driver also sustained a laceration to his face, which we saw before the show, and it is not a great...
Yeah, laceration's an understatement,
yes,
honestly.
Yeah. It is that's an open... Gash. Yeah, that's a gash.
It's a gash.
Sanchez told police he only remembered grabbing for a window and did not know who stabbed him. So obviously, some substances are involved in this. Chris?
It would seem so.
Is he done being a broadcaster after all this?
I think so, but, you know, in the wake of this incident, I mean, the one good news for Mark Sanchez, he can finally put the butt fumble behind him.
He'd rather have the butt fumble after
that's
this.
What I mean. Yeah.
You'd much rather have the butt fumble.
You don't want to put that behind him.
No one's ever going to remember that now.
Or the Rex Ryan tattoo.
This is going to take precedence. This is a really, really, you know... nasty situation. The fact that Sanchez can't recall any of it doesn't necessarily shed a very good light on him. And, you know, I'll just say this. If you're sitting in a hospital bed with a stab wound and then the authorities come in and charge you with a felony where you face 6 years in jail, that is the very definition of adding insult to injury.
Yes.
So,
yes, it
yeah,
is.
I don't know. I don't want to say much more because I don't know more. You know, we're just reading all these reports, but how can this possibly look good for Mark Sanchez?
It can't. Mark Sanchez apparently reportedly...
I mean, this doesn't sound like behavior that you just do when you're, like, really drunk.
No,
it sounds like you had to have something
involved.
Beyond that.
Yes. So. Tony, do you think Mark Sanchez ever works as a broadcaster after this?
We've seen stranger things. We really have.
I'd never say never in this world.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
he might have his own podcast next week. All I know.
Wow. Do I think he's done? No, I don't. I think somehow, some way, we'll hear from Mark Sanchez again. I don't know in what capacity. I don't know if he'll ever be doing color on an NFL or college game anymore. But I have a feeling he's going to find his way back into the TV side.
He's had some pretty crazy things in his life happen. I mean, being the quarterback for USC, there was all those party rumors that he had back in the day, and then pictures came out. But
they're going to dig up all that stuff
now. Yes.
I remember when he came out, Pete Carroll was upset with him for leaving early. Thought he should stay another year, and then had the butt fumble, and then everything kind of...
Didn't he go to the AFC Championship like 3 years in a row?
I don't know if it was 3 years in a row.
Two. He took the Jets 2 years in a row.
Someone on the chat saying, and this is a serious comment, CTE maybe.
You can't remove it from the equation considering he played football.
Someone says, was he drugged? He could have been, for sure.
I mean, the way he was walking, at least the video we saw after the fact, seemed like he was on something.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
dude was stabbed like several times, and he's just kind of
stumbling, strolling
down the street.
Yeah, I don't want to say that it's all on him until we figure out everything, but right now, it's all on him.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what the police have said. It's all on him at this point.
I guess he yelled at the truck driver because he was backing into the truck spot at the hotel, and he said he couldn't park there, and the guy was like, what are you talking about?
The thing that makes me think he could have been drugged is, like, who is yelling at a truck driver claiming that the manager told him that he couldn't park there? That's just so random.
It is random. It is really random.
Can you imagine, I don't know, me staying at the Ritz and then walking out and be like, hey, you can't park there. The manager told me no go.
If the truck's making that, you know, backing up sound, I could see me getting upset, but not that upset.
I do hope
up a good point, because, I mean, if you're a defense lawyer, I mean, that's the kind of thing you're going to be looking at.
Yeah, I mean, but also, I imagine this to be a bad decision on Mark Sanchez's part, and I hope that he does get some help, because this is a cry for help if I ever saw one. But this truck driver that he attacked is not, I mean, he's going to live, but he's not in good shape.
If you haven't seen the truck driver yet, you're going to look at it, and you're going to be like, oh, wow.
This guy really did fear for his life.
100%.
Like, when people say that, you're like, yeah, okay.
But they say when people are on those kind of drugs, Angel does, and I'm not saying what he was on. I'm just saying, if you're on that, you get superhuman strength. You hear police talk about that.
There's Angel a lot of drugs. Still around?
Well, whatever
it is. It's definitely still around.
Why are you laughing
around
at me? I don't know. I don't keep up with the drug culture too well, Tony. It's not my, you know.
I just haven't heard Angel Dust.
Angel Dust is something that is, this proves that you know nothing about drugs, Chris.
I don't.
Because you said Angel Dust.
I don't.
Which is definitely still out there and still used, but it was just funny. All right. Sorry, Mark Sanchez, but we'll keep an eye on you.
Number four.
Keenan Allen recorded his 1,000th career reception in the Chargers' loss yesterday against the Commanders, reaching the mark in his 159th game. He came into the day with 998 receptions, and he got one in the second quarter that put him at 1,000. It propelled him past Hall of Famer Marvin Harrison, who had 1,000 catches in 167 games, which was at the time the fastest to ever hit it. He finished Sunday with 5 more, and he has 1,003 receptions, which is 15th overall, now passing Hines Ward. So I'm going to ask this question, Chris, or Tony, and then I'm going to say something else. So let me say that. Is Keenan Allen a Hall of Famer? And if he is a Hall of Famer, his rookie year could see 3 future Hall of Famers on the same team. Gates, Keenan Allen, and Phillip Rivers. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But is he a Hall of Famer, Tony?
I mean, he's 1,000 catches. That seems like a Hall of Fame number.
It definitely is.
I mean, Hines Ward, is he in there yet? I don't think he's in there.
Let me see.
I don't think Hines is in there. I'm going to say at this rate, he seems like he's still got some football left in him. So I'm going to say yeah.
He's a nominee for this year. Hines Ward, that is, but he's not in. Chris is Keenan
Allen. Not necessarily. 1,000 catches isn't necessarily get you in. Okay.
I don't think so. I don't think he's had that kind of impact. He's had a great longevity. And I'm not, you know, I like Keenan Allen as a player. I think 1,000 catches is not what it used to be.
That's a good point.
It's not his fault, but he plays in an era where everybody is going to get 1,000 catches by the time it's all said and done.
Can I ask you a question before you continue?
Yeah.
in baseball, right, it's basically like a 10-year run, 8 to 10-year run of being the best.
That's what I think.
Or longevity. Right. Right.
Where you pile up huge
numbers.
Where
you just pile up. Is he not have enough of the huge numbers yet in order to get the longevity?
I don't think so.
Thing?
I mean, he's still trailing guys like Steve Smith. Did he get in the Hall of Fame?
Not yet.
Anquan Boldin.
Not yet.
Right? I mean, there's a lot of guys with 1,000 catches that aren't going to be there.
Yeah, there's 16 guys now.
I look at what I always look
that
at is
aren't
the,
in or 16 total?
16
to have.
Total.
16 guys
Larry
have
Fitzgerald's
1,000
not
catches. They're not
He'll
all
be
in.
Yeah, Larry Jason will Witten in. Will be in. Anquan Boldin probably won't be in. Reggie Wayne probably in. Steve Smith
Senior.
I think he's in.
I think he is in.
Oh, yeah. It's not showing it on the website.
I think Isaac Bruce is waiting.
Yeah.
I think Torrey Holt got in, but not him yet. I think 1,000's not a guaranteed anymore.
All
Whereas,
right.
like in the day with home runs, you could
say,
you had 400 home runs, you're in the Hall of Fame.
I revised
now
my answer then.
Now I think you say 400 home runs, I don't know. I still got to look at you.
That's fair.
Because it's a different deal.
Travis Kelce has 1,019. Keenan Allen, 1,003. DeAndre Hopkins, 991. Devontae Adams, 979. Those are the top active players in the league right now.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs with 886. He had a good night last night.
It's his former team.
Yes, he was very motivated,
yes,
I'm sure.
He
seems like he's a guy who needs something like that.
For
evidently
sure.
so, yeah, because
sure.
he hasn't been heard from all year.
Yeah.
Till last night.
I think it was, what's the new head coach's name again? For New England?
Oh, Vrabel, man. Vrabel, he's doing a job.
Vrabel was basically like, I think he had said something. They had asked him if he was comfortable with the playbook yet, and he was like, no, not yet. And then they told Vrabel, and Vrabel was like, well, he needs to study more then. And sure enough, he said it before this week, and boom, he goes out and has a better game.
Let me tell you something. Vrabel's going to do the job despite you thinking he won't.
Okay, so last night on the game, they kept going over all the losses that the Patriots have. They're like, well, they lost to the Steelers, but that's because they turned the ball over five times. Yeah, they turned the ball over five times. Any team turning the ball over five times is going to lose. Stop trying to prop up Mike Vrabel. I don't understand.
I'm propping him up because he got a big win last night at Buffalo, straight up.
Can't not prop
they
that up.
They kept Josh
buddy.
Allen pretty much under control.
But
I
do
mean,
you hear what
crazy.
They're saying last night? Well, the Bills are just stumbling all over themselves.
Well, all right.
Maybe they needed somebody.
Maybe the Patriots
maybe
they're still
going to
come in not a playoff team.
Ooh, all right.
Not a playoff team.
Maybe so.
Three.
North Carolina's Bill Belichick era has quickly gone south after a 38-10 loss to Clemson. UNC trailed 28-3 after the first quarter. They are now 0-3 against Power 4 teams, and they've been outscored 120-33. Belichick said that there's no immediate need for structural changes. Quote, the main thing we need to do is keep doing what we're doing, but do them better. Fundamentally, we're not doing the wrong things. We're just not doing them well enough. He ended up saying that the defeat was due to self-inflicted wounds and noted that execution and coaching are to blame. He said it's a lack of concentration, and part of that is coaching, too, so I'll take my share of the responsibility. Chris, why is Bill struggling so much?
Probably doesn't have very good players yet. I mean, isn't this the all-time example? We talk about it. I mean, great coaches are not great unless they have some players.
True.
So I can give him some time to get his own players. I don't know that he's going to get the time. I think he's going to...
He's in a tough world now.
He's probably going to go elsewhere. But people expecting that he could come in, change the whole culture right away, just can't do it without players. He obviously is teaching them the same things he probably taught the Patriots. Why would he teach something different? These guys can't quite pull it off.
Sorry, I was just puking watching Roki Sasaki be named the best reliever of the postseason so far. My goodness. Why do they prop every... Like, the guy was out all year. Never mind. I don't even want to go there. Tony, why is he struggling, Bill Belichick?
Roki or Bill Belichick?
Bill Belichick.
Oh, sorry.
Roki's not struggling, apparently.
He took over the University of North Carolina football. I don't know that that's ever been
a
juggernaut, right? I think Chris is right. It takes time. I mean, we've watched Deion come in his first year and have, what, a 4-8 his first year. I remember Pete Carroll taking over USA. They went under 500 his first year. And these are schools that actually got players. Like, you knew they were getting players. I haven't heard any guys going to North Carolina at this point, you know? So I think it's going to take some time. I think Chris is also right. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't get the type of time necessary in order to change the program around.
I think he has like a buyout that they'd have to.
They got to break bread.
I mean, they called it Chapel Bill. They're selling shirts.
Remember,
Chapel Bill.
Remember, if he had opted out before the season started, which was reported. Like, oh, he's definitely not going to make it to the season.
Not Pablo Torre.
Chris, I feel like Chris does not like Pablo Torre because of his accusations against Kawhi Leonard.
I think it's twice now. First, it was that story in North Carolina that has gone away. We haven't, hasn't been a thing. And now this one in Clipperville.
I think he might have a little bit more in Clipperville. Than,
really?
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see.
Because Kawhi answered questions.
Jury's still out on the Clipperville.
I'm just
one.
Saying, when you come up with a hellacious story like this, I expect the
dominoes
to be
locked solid.
Yeah.
It's not locked solid.
Okay. Number two. A stunned James Franklin watches Penn State Nittany Lions lose to UCLA, one of the worst teams in the country, by the way, 42-37, marking the Bruins' first win of the year and the biggest upset of this college football season. They just lost to Oregon, too, Penn State did, so now they're 3-2. They tumbled all the way out of the polls after this. Franklin said, quote, "A ton of missed assignments, turnover at critical times, penalties at critical times, things we really don't do and have not done for a very long time," end quote. Tony, does this end Penn State's national title chances?
Well, first of all, I was torn in this game because I'm not a fan of Penn State, but I also didn't want to see Dave Marcus happy at all.
Yeah, well.
And so I had to, like,
You have to make an exception this time.
Make a decision here.
Yeah.
I think this very well might take them out of the running for a national championship. You lost a tough game to Oregon. I think everybody would be willing to kind of move past. Yeah, that's a top five team.
Overtime game.
Right. But to go into a fanless Rose Bowl
and really
getting drubbed for most of the game before you made it a close one. But to lose to the UCLA Bruins, who just fired a head coach, they had, I think it was three practices with Neuheisel, the young Neuheisel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they didn't have very many, and they went out and played like that, I think. That has more to do with just, what do you say, some turnovers and poor execution.
Oh, penalties.
Seems like that team wasn't ready to play.
Chris, we're going to hold your answer because we know how much you love James Franklin.
Yeah, but I don't think he's out of the running yet.
Oh, that's a little preview of Chris's answer when we get back. And then I also have to criticize my former best friend and high school teammate, Kevin O'Connell, for something that he did over
former
the weekend.
Former best friend, he says.
All right, that's all next on 97.3 Fan.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.